Je m'appelle Jean, Jean Batailleur. Je m'ennuie tant que ça me fait peur. Je suis orphelin, abandonné. Sous la pleine lune, on m'a trouvé. Au bout du monde.
Hello and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Ryan Naragi here at CITR Radio 101.9 FM. We're airing live from UBC's Student Union Building, second floor. You're listening to Sounds of the City Radio, a show dedicated to all upcoming shows. So my show promotes all upcoming live music within the city of Vancouver, both local, international, big, small, whatever. Music of my choice. If you do have recommendations for upcoming shows that need to be promoted, you can always give me a call at 604-822-2487. But before you give me a call, let me show you some good music that's going to be happening in town within the next week. A variety of stuff, as usual. Anything ranging from Alex Cuba to the Tune Yards to Lilia Silberstein. So anything from roots to soul to classical music, which is what my show is all about, the diversity. Here's Alex Cuba with If You Give Me Love, and then I'll get back to you with more details about when he's playing, where he's playing, and how he's going to be playing it. what you just heard was Alex Cuba with If You Give Me Love from his self-titled album, Alex Cuba, that came out, I think, I believe, 2009. He's going to be playing at the Vogue Theater on Friday tonight, November 11th, Remembrance Day. Tickets are only $25. Word is that it's almost selling out. I would recommend not waiting by the door, and I would recommend trying to get down to Zulu or Red Cat or even northerntickets.com to buy your tickets before 4 o'clock today, which I think is the end of the box office period. Otherwise, you'll have to get it at the door. But Friday, tonight, Alex Cuba, Vogue Theater. Good times, good music, lots of soul. Check it out. Carrying on with the rest of the show, let's go to tomorrow night. What do we have for tomorrow night? Yes, we do. We got M83, and they're playing next to Active Child, and they're going to be playing at the venue tomorrow night. How about we listen to some music from M83 with a song called Kelly, and then we'll be back with more information with you very, very shortly. And by the way, you're listening to Ryan with Sounds of the City Radio on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I know I have a low voice. I'm a little bit, not hungover, but a little bit tired from my night before, if you know what I mean. And yeah, here's some M83 for you with Kelly.
So violet, dirty, and violet, black, dirty, dirty, violet, gray, Kelly, dirty, silent. Yeah.
Reclaim Your Radio.
On Monday, November 14th,
campus and community radio stations across Canada will participate in a special day-long broadcast celebrating the 11th annual Media Democracy Day.
The 25th anniversary of the National Campus Community Radio Association, or NCRA, and the launch of an NCRA-led campaign to reserve Canadian radio frequencies for campus and community broadcasters.
The special broadcast will air live from 12 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this station and other participating stations nationwide.
Tune in, turn on, and stand up for community-powered radio.
For more information, visit ncra.ca.
Friday, November 11th, JCL Productions presents Alex Cuba and guests live in concert. After an almost two-year hiatus, Canada's first Latin Grammy Award winner finally returns to Vancouver with a brand new show. Alex Cuba will hit the Vogue Theatre Friday, November 11th with his unique blend of folk, funk, and rock fusion. For tickets or more information, go to www.voguetheatre.com.
Thank you.
what you just heard was two great songs by M83. They are a French band, and they will be coming to Van City at the venue that's called Venue, the old plaza on Granville and Robson. They're going to be coming there, and tickets are only $25 to catch these wicked French electronic duo. They can buy tickets at High Life or Red Cat. Once again, they're only $20, and they're also playing next to Active Child. That is tomorrow night, November 12th, at the Venue Party Room, Venue Show Place. Anyhow, that was M83. Continuing on, Wednesday, November 16th, we have... sorry. Wednesday, November 16th, we have the one and only famous The Tea Party. They're going to be playing in town. They're actually playing at the Commodore Ballroom two back-to-back nights. Tuesday night is already sold out. Wednesday night, there's a bit of tickets left, apparently. Tickets are a bit on the pricey range, but it seems like it's worth a try to go check it out. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com for $39.50. Do so right away if you want to catch this sensation. Here's some Tea Party, and then we'll get back to you with more upcoming live shows. This is Ryan from Sounds of the City Radio. Every Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., we'll be promoting live upcoming shows, electronic, local, international, all genres, everything, no boundaries, nothing. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Friday. Tune in next week, tune in this week. And for now, here is some Tea Party for your greatness.
Twilight
And what you heard was the Tea Party, Canada's very own the Tea Party. They started up in the early 90s. They're from Windsor, Ontario, and they kept going strong until 2005, which is when they broke up. They broke up, and then for 6 years, and then last July, mid-July, a few months ago, they launched an official Facebook page saying that they're reuniting for a Canadian tour, and they're going to be sharing all their old songs that they've created over the past 20 years with themselves. And so no wonder it's a sold-out show if these guys haven't been around for 7 years. And I don't know if they're going to be around after that. I'm not too sure if this is a reunion or a reunion tour, or they're actually going to come out with more albums. I got no idea. However, I am in the rock mode, and I do feel like listening to a little bit more Tea Party. So this is another one by the Tea Party. It's called Temptation. You're checking this out at CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I want what I need. Shaking as the sex takes hold, I've lost all control.
That was the Tea Party. Once again, they're going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on Wednesday, November the 16th. Tickets are $39.50. Tuesday night was sold out, so if you want to check out Wednesday, you best be quick on it before that one sells out too. Once again, they're reuniting after a six-year breakup, and it seems like special times. $39.50, Ticketmaster.com. Yeah, I'm not the biggest supporter of Ticketmaster, but hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So yeah, go buy it. Carrying on with the day, sorry, the coughs are just coming in. Carrying on with the day, the night after that, Thursday, November 17th, we got Nelson's very own DJ Adam Sheikh. He'll be playing at the Red Room. I've seen Adam Sheikh play a few times in town, but this is going to be really, 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 really special show because he's coming with his Dream Tree project, which is a four or five piece band from all over the world. You can hear Eastern European sounds to Australia to Vancouver's very own musicians. It's called the Dream Tree Project, Adam Sheikh and the Dream Tree Project. It's going to be a very special night. He'll be playing alongside Shine, probably Vancouver's iconic didgeridoo player, originally from Australia, but he's been living here for, I don't know, 23 years now. So I guess you can call him from Vancouver. It's going to be his CD release party. I'm sorry, I had a little bit of a hesitation because I knew the name of his album, but I kind of forgot off the top of my head. It was Centered Around the Sun or something along those lines. I'll double check that and I'll get back to you guys. But yeah, they're going to be playing November 17th at the Red Room. You can buy tickets at High Life or Red Cat. Tickets are only $15. So definitely, definitely, definitely do check that out. But this is one from Adam Sheikh's last album, Universal Frequencies. It's called Rug Pippin. I know you'll enjoy. And that was Adam Sheikh, and here's some more Adam Sheikh.
Keep the vibe high. I just keep the vibe high.
Love water keeps the vibe high.
Love the water. Love the water. Love the earth. Love the earth. See, she's so beautiful. She's so essential. Love the water. Without the water, Mr. Dam is no lover. Without the water, Mr. Dam is no life. Without the water, Mr. Dam is no lover. Without the water, Mr. Dam is no life. Oh, Mother Earth. Love the water. Love the water. Water come on. Love the water, love the life.
Last two songs that you heard were from Adam Sheikh from his latest album, from his 2010 album called Universal Frequencies. The first one was Rug Pippin, and the second one was called Water Prayer Rasta Dub Remix. He's playing at the Red Room Ultra Lounge on November 17th, Thursday. Tickets are only $15. Make sure to check it out at High Life. Buy a pair of tickets at High Life or Red Cat. He's going to be playing with his the Dream Tree Project, which is a five band member. Friday morning, a little bit tired, holiday. He's going to be playing with a five piece band and from all over the world. It's called the Dream Tree Project. You'll love it. Check it out. Tickets are only $15. That is ridiculously cheap. I think I've recommended that quite enough. Okay, carrying on with the rest of the week, we're getting to next Friday. We got the one and only, I just discovered these guys 2 weeks ago when I was researching for this show, and they're called the Toon Yards, which I'm sure many of you have heard. They're going to be playing at the Biltmore, and how about we listen to a song that I really enjoy from them. It's called Business, and then I'll get back to you with more info of how you should and how and why you should go to this show. Does that make sense? No, whatever. Oh,
101.9 FM for a special live broadcast from Media Democracy Days Vancouver 2011. This broadcast will be aired on CITR from noon to 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 12th. CITR will be broadcasting panel discussions on topics including the future of journalism and strategies to build media democracy. Panelists include the Times editor David Beers, the Georgia Straits Charlie Smith, politicians Libby Davies, Elizabeth May, and Hedy Fry. Don't miss activist and professor Judy Rivick's keynote address starting at noon. Again, that's CITR broadcasting from Media Democracy Days Vancouver, Saturday, November 12th from noon to 5 p.m. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
And we're back with Sounds of the City. You're listening to Ryan Aragi talking live from the CITR station on the second floor of UBC sub-building here in Vancouver, BC, as you obviously know. Carrying on with the show, what did I want to say? Oh yeah, Toon Yards, wicked show. They're going to be playing Friday, November 18th. Opening for them will be Pat Jordache. And here's a song by Pat Jordache. It's called Get It. But before I get to Get It, I forgot to tell you the price of the show. The price of the show is only $18. And you can buy the ticket, the price of the show. You can buy the... Hold on. I'm reading a bunch of scribbles here. And since I can't read my own handwriting, oh yeah, you can buy the tickets for the show at Red Cat and Zulu. Once again, $18. It's going to be more expensive at the door if it's not sold out already. Check it out. Go tune in. But if that Tune Yards hasn't totally convinced you that you're meant to crawl to that show, here's Pat Jordache, who's also going to be playing that night.
Child, you look like a Jesus Christ outside your car. You look like an outrage, or like a lighthouse in the dark. You look like a future to these tired eyes. Cause you got walls of skin, you got the walls 10 feet deep.
to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
From November 1st through 10th, come to the Rio to catch Johnny Depp in his latest Hunter S. Thompson incarnation in The Rum Diary. Midnight movies at the Rio include Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, November 11th, Buffy the Vampire Slayer on November 18th, and Team America, World Police on November 25th. The Rio does more than movies. Catch Sarah Sleen in concert November 23rd, or laugh your pants off at Paul F. Tompkins performing live comedy on the last of the month. For more information, don't forget to check out riotheater.ca/schedule.
And you just listened to some Pat Jordache. We're back here at CITR 101.9. My show's almost coming to an end. I got like less than 10 minutes to hang out with you. Before I leave, I want to mention that, as many of you already know, that we have our annual fund drive next week, where we'll be collecting all your pennies and dimes and loonies and toonies to make this radio station functional. Well, it is already functional, just to make it a little bit more functional. Our goal for this year is to hit $35,000. It starts Monday. It's all next week. Goes throughout the week. Call in. Give your pledges. Support anything from $5 to $500. Actually, anything from $5 to $50,000. I'll gladly accept it. Next week, I'll be having my own fund drive on the show, trying to raise my pennies and do my part on raising money for this radio station. Tune in. I don't care if you tune into my show, tune into any show, support, call in CITR. We're going to be on the phone from 6 a.m. till midnight every single day. All our DJs are volunteering hard and staying behind the phone so they can collect the money from you guys. So please, 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 please support your local community radio. And give us your money. We like your money. Before I go, I got my buddy Jason, who just walked into the station. He's going to be prepared to, he's preparing himself to, I can hear him breathe. he's preparing himself to do his own radio show, which comes right after me. Do you have a name for your show yet, or can you tell us a bit about your show?
It's currently a show under development. I play...
Is that the name of your show, or are you just going with the flow with that one?
Going with the flow.
All right, fair enough. What kind of music will you be playing?
It's an eclectic mix. Mostly songs that I enjoy listening to. Hopefully, within the next few weeks, I'll probably have a show that's dedicated to a specific genre. However, hopefully, I'm doing a good job right now. So,
what is that specific genre going to be?
At the moment,
if you're going to do something, you got to do something that you absolutely adore. So,
absolutely.
So what type of music would you want to play?
You know, I'm a type of guy who will say I like everything, so...
Lame. Everybody says I like everything. Jesus Christ. Why can't everyone have a particular taste in music anymore? Well, that is true. I personally like everything as well, and that is why the next song I'm going to play you is a little bit different. Just to do a little bit of a quick overview of what we just listened to throughout this entire show. We listened to Alex Cuba, November 11th, Vogue Theater, M83, November 12th, The Venue. The Tea Party, they're playing Wednesday, November 16th at the Commodore Ballroom. Tuesday sold out. Wednesday will be sold out. Be quick on that one. Thursday, November 17th, Adam Sheikh and the Dream Tree Project. They're playing at the Red Room. Friday, the Biltmore is hosting the Tune Yards with Pat Jordache. Friday, that is. And last but not least for today, I'm going to leave you with a classical piece by... Lilia Tilberstein, if I pronounced her German last name correctly. I apologize if I didn't. She's going to be playing at the Maggie Theater. Live Nation is throwing this event, so the tickets are $45 as usual. Maggie Theater is somewhere along Maple Street. I've actually never been to it before, so I don't know the exact address, but you can Google that. Tickets are $45. I figured I'll leave you with something a little bit more relaxing than the Tea Party music that I played for you earlier. And on that note, you were listening to Sounds of the City Radio. Tune in next week from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. My show is dedicated to promote all upcoming live performances within the Vancouver area and vicinity. Local, international, different genres, everything, no boundaries. tune in to next week, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tune in every Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., but especially next week, because we're going to have a fun drive and we're going to need lots of money to help support this. Because if you don't, then I can't be here anymore, because, hey, when there's no money, you can't go anywhere. What are you going to do? Here's a piece, Piano Concerto number 2 from Rachmaninoff, played by the fantastic Liliat Silberstein. And on that note, peace out, have a good one, stay dry, and I'll catch you guys next week. You were listening to Rain on Sounds of the City Radio, 101.9 FM, one love. Thank you.
Listen. Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
What's up, everyone? Jason Jung in front of the mic on this miserable Friday. This is CITR 101.9 FM, home of some of the best independent eclectic music programming. On the way, Avec Mes Mecs by Humans. The Vancouver-based indie duo will be performing in Seattle at the Comet Tavern on November 19. Before that, one of my favorite bands, Gothenburg, Sweden's Little Dragon, has a new one called Little Man. Little Dragon is one impressive band. They've been around since 1996, and the band's gained massive success, mostly recently. But before that, to start the Eclectic Hour, a band that hails out of quote-unquote ovaries, according to their Facebook page info. It's Teenage Girls by Bleeding Knees Club. Also, I have just a quick reminder for everyone. CITR's annual fund drive starts next week. It's a great way to show your support, and your contributions will be spent wisely to enhance our overall product. Please support this show and put down Jason J under CITR program that led you to the donation. Please support me. I'm the new guy around here.